I started a business from zero and grew it to $30 million, but it was a path filled with uncertainty. And today I'm just going to show you how I did it and overcame all that uncertainty. This is the Alvin Poe Show. I show you how to live a life of freedom and, you know, design the actions that you need so that you can live a life like that. Let me tell you my story. When I was about to graduate from university, both my co-founder and I were the same age, so we faced the same problem. What do we do? Our peers were graduating, they were getting jobs, they were making, you know, market rate. At a point of time, it was like $4,000 a month. The revenues that we were bringing into the business were barely scratching $2,000. Divided by two, that was less than $1,000 each after expenses. And it was a very, very precarious situation to be in. We didn't know what to do. It was uncertain, it was unsafe, it was risky. Everyone around us, including our friends, were just telling us, you know, maybe you just find a proper job, maybe you should just apply for something, you get you a lot more money. The thing that we were thinking of in our minds as well was that it seemed right. It seemed like we should just find a job, get the experience, and then finally when we were ready, maybe go back into business. I'm glad we didn't do that though, because there's never ever a good time to really get into business. There's never ever a good time to be in business. There's never ever going to be a good time where you have the experience, enough experience, to start being an entrepreneur. For me, that leap of faith really helped me create an all-in attitude and an all-in mindset to give it my all in the business. There were two things that I did to reduce the uncertainty. Number one, I really greatly reduced my expenses, my personal expenses. That meant living with my parents. That meant not going out, not partying, not buying random stuff, keeping my expenses to the absolute minimum. I didn't even take taxi rides or anything like that. In fact, I remember my expenses being $400 to $600 every month. That made life a lot more comfortable for me because I no longer had to worry about anything else other than that $400 to $600. That was my safety net. And with that, I was a lot more comfortable and confident, you know, working on my business. At the end of the day, I think in the first few months, we were making probably $1,000 income every month that we brought home, that we saw in our bank accounts. And that was more than enough for me. And I remember proudly telling to my parents one day that my revenues were growing and my income was slowly growing. I was making $1,200 one month. I was making $1,400 another month. Some months down the road, it was slowly increasing. And you know, then I was making $1,600. And that to me was fantastic. All that time though, my expenses remained the same. I still didn't go out. I still didn't eat at, you know, fancy restaurants. I didn't buy new toys, a phone or computer or whatever it is. So I became very, very comfortable just working on the business every day. In fact, I think I was pulling 60-hour work weeks. I was working daytime, nighttime, public holidays, weekends. Any free time that I had was just spent on the business, either on marketing and finding new clients, doing sales and making sure that the customers were, you know, being, we could find new customers and get them to be customers. We could also fulfill on the products and services that we were delivering, making sure that all our customers got great experiences. Everything was handled by my co-founder and myself. So we were juggling multiple hats and making sure that the business continued to run and continued to grow. That allowed us to really make sure that that uncertainty, that period of stress, that period of risk was managed, and we were able to grow as a result. Looking back, I think there are four P's that helped us shape our journey as entrepreneurs. And the four P's were passion, purpose, proficiency, and also pain point. And I think looking back, these were the four P's that allowed our business to succeed. Passion. We were very, very motivated by not a passion for web hosting, but the passion that we had to run a service that people were relying on, that people trusted, and that people needed for their business to operate. If our web hosting service wasn't around, they will not be able to find as good a web hosting service anywhere else. Their websites would have downtime. They wouldn't be able to get in touch with people to help them about their emails or, you know, their website services. And I think that's something that we saw as something that we were very, very passionate about. The second P is purpose. And that was something that drove us more than anything. Back when Vodian started, there were still a lot of competitors around. There were web hosting alternatives. People were still running web hosting businesses. So it wasn't as though we went into a completely new market. But there were strong, unique selling points that differentiated us from the competitors. This allowed people to choose us over everyone else. And primarily it was based on the support levels that we gave. Back then, there was a big problem with the market. No matter who you went to, you would face big problems with support because either you couldn't get in touch with anyone from the company when you had problems, or even if you could get hold of somebody, they didn't know how to solve the problems that you were facing. We faced it ourselves. We were customers of other web hosting providers, and that was the reason why we knew that support was so crucial. So when we started Vodian, we made sure that support was our number one priority, that all our customers could get the support that they needed whenever they needed it. So that was our main selling point. And that was the purpose that drove us and, you know, allowed us to run the business. The third point is proficiency. And that was something that both my co-founder and I were proficient in. We were both trained software engineers and programmers. So we knew the technical side of things really well. We just weren't experienced business owners, but we just had to pick that up as we went along. Now that proficiency allowed us to understand technical systems, piece them together, create server infrastructure and a platform on which our web hosting could run on and our customers could get service from. You know, that allowed us to build everything from the website to the emails that we created, to the hosting servers, and any other hosting infrastructure that, you know, our business needed. And that proficiency was absolutely necessary, because if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be able to compete with other competitors, and we had to probably hire that competency, which we didn't have the capital for. The fourth point is pain point. Now, having purpose, passion, and proficiency is important, but if there's no real pain point that you're trying to solve, then there's no real reason why somebody will pay you for your services. And I think I see that a lot in startups back then, because that was the age of the startup or the dot-com boom. The internet was still gaining in popularity, and there were a lot of startups starting ideas that were very trendy, very cool, but served no real purpose. There wasn't anybody, whether it was a business or an individual, that would pay for those services over the long term, which makes for a very, very poor business model. So the pain point that Vodian was trying to solve was the pain point of having great customer experience in web hosting and in email hosting that we were absolutely clear on solving. That was the pain point. And the combination of these four P's allowed us to create a business that was not just cool or trendy or something that we wanted, but was something that the industry wanted, that the market wanted, and that people were willing to pay for. That allowed us to create a business that we knew we could grow. My co-founder and I told ourselves that we had 2 years to make the business work. And thankfully enough, it didn't take 2 years because of the obsession, the determination, and the sacrifices that we made in order to reduce the uncertainties, to make sure that our life was simple, so that our expenses were low. We could actually work on a business and grow it to a point so that by the time the 2-year deadline was up, we were at a point that we were comfortable, that we knew that we could continue working on it, and that it was a path that we could stick to. So the point of this story is that life is full of uncertainty. It's not guaranteed. Even if you find a job, it's not going to be guaranteed. Even if you find a job today, what's going to happen next month? Maybe you get fired. Maybe the business closes down. Maybe you even find yourself in an emergency or even an accident that would affect things. And I think that's something that happens throughout life. There are no guarantees. For me, I found that whatever I went through was not easy. It was difficult. It was highly risky. I was super stressed a lot of the times. But because it was something that I wanted, because I was highly intentional on the life that I wanted for myself, that became something that I could commit to and I never regretted. So if this resonated with you, look at how you can design a life that you want as well, so that you can achieve true freedom for yourself. Make sure you intentionally design a life that you want to live, not live a life by default. This has been another episode of the Alvin Poe Show. Hopefully this story again resonates with you. If you like this, please remember to drop a comment. Share this with somebody else that might benefit from the story today. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Alvin Poe Show.